Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Right now, though, we welcome back to 2025 one of our absolute favorites, returning in the 97.3 The Fan family, but also with social media fame of his own.
Crazy.
And we welcome Padres pre- and post-game show host, off-season, Sammy Levitt, back with us here on 97.3 The Fan. Sammy, it's good to talk to you. Thanks for coming to our extravaganza and helping out. If I didn't get a chance to say so that day, everything was a little chaotic, but really appreciate your contributions.
Great to be with you guys. Happy New Year.
Happy
you guys
New Year.
Are finally back. I mean, I think the longest break in radio history. I mean,
allegedly.
Two and a half weeks, but well-deserved. I will say, though, as cool as the social media stuff is, thank goodness it's the end of the year because I can finally regain my identity back. I feel like I'm a fake social media person for like 2-3 weeks, and now I'm back to Sam Levitt, just the pre and post game guys.
So, good
to be back.
I often think about those that do that for a living. You know, the constant content churning out. Now, we put out content every single day, right? But it's different. It's the people that are like dependent on, I've got to make a social media post or whatever. It's probably a lot of pressure. The quality goes down after a while. Sammy, you've just found this thing and have run with it, and it's just insane the amount of people. So give me the highlights this year of your...
Let's explain what it is first, to people who don't know.
And how it was birthed.
How Sammy has become the voice of the end of the year.
Yes. And with that,
the 2024 season comes to an end. Good night.
And so many people, celebrities, regular folks, use Sammy's voice to basically, you know, wrap up their year on social media with their final posts, their final, you know, pictures, their final TikTok, whatever it is. And I don't even know, how did this all come about? Do you even know, Sam?
I do. Well, I'm going to try to explain it better than I had to try to explain to a Major League Baseball manager at the winter meetings. That was not Mike Schilt. And I don't think I really got the point across, because I don't think that manager, and I'm not going to name who it was, had really any idea what we were talking about. And was kind of looking at me like, what on earth is, like, what? So, like,
fantastic,
please,
kid. Lay off the
please,
weed.
Please go grab the eggs at the manager's breakfast and stop talking.
I don't know why I'm imagining a very confused-looking Terry Francona right now, but that's
fine. Not Terry Francona.
Clint Hurdle doesn't manage anymore, but I think, like, Clint Hurdle's like, what?
It was not Mike Schilt, and it was not Terry Francona.
All right, give us the division.
He's not going to care.
I don't want to
say the division. All right, American or national?
No division, just nationally.
Okay, nationally. All right. Freaking nationally. Dave Roberts, man. The guy just can't take a joke.
No, and I will say it wasn't Dave Ross.
Right.
So that narrows it down a little bit. But it was a friend of mine who brought it up, and I was like, oh, no, I don't want to. They're not going to understand. Because it's not the type of thing, to be honest, that is easy to explain. I almost have to show it to you and let you hear it, and maybe you've heard it before, and it will make a lot of sense. And I think that's usually the way people grasp it. But the funny part about it, and this is, most people don't know this. Now, a lot of people in San Diego do because they're Padres fans and they might know me, but the great majority of the world has no idea that the first time I ever said that line was actually in Amarillo. Okay, it was when I was kind of cooking on TikTok in Amarillo, my first year of really doing stuff on there, and I made a video that basically was just about the season ending, and it was just a little, you know, it wasn't live of me on the air, but you know, I did it for the video where I said, and with that, the 2021 season comes to an end. Good night. And then it had me, it was like the end of that season, and it was a little video, and it was just for TikTok and just for what I was doing on there. Didn't think much of it. I then did the same video, same concept at the end of 2022 here in San Diego, because I thought, why not? The first video did pretty well. I was still doing stuff on TikTok. And for whatever reason, somebody took that line in 2022 and put it on music. And for whatever reason, for reasons I can't explain and I really don't know, and it was very organic, which is a cool part of it, it just took off. And people use that sound. If you know how Instagram and TikTok works, you can take a sound that somebody posts and then use it for your own video. And it just went. And then they took that voice and put it on different music and different sounds. And I knew celebrities were using it. And it was huge. And then I would say in 23 and this past year, at the end of the year, I don't know that we've quite reached the 2022 fever pitch, but it's definitely become a thing, which is cool and weird and I would say very random and organic all in one. And that's the best way I can describe it.
Well, you got tons of haters, too. That's the thing, is when you know you've made it. The haters.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some guy named Eric Nagel. I was scrolling through Instagram and his story popped up, and it was essentially like, now that New Year's has passed, we don't have to hear Sammy Levinson. So I DM'd the guy. I don't even know him. And I said, Sammy's a god. And he said, he wrote back, he said, I'm sure, keep it for baseball, non-mindless memes. I was like, why don't you relax, buddy?
Yeah, well, it's so funny you say that, because I do get a lot of hate, a lot of comments. I did a new thing this year was I had numerous videos that were viral in their own right, making fun of me. also a thing I did this year that I never done before was I searched the line on Twitter.
Oh, never.
And believe it or
don't ever.
There were so many tweets about it. And I really stopped myself from responding because I just thought it was funny, but it really was a trip.
After a while,
watching the tweets roll in, because there were so many tweets of like, if I hear that on an open Instagram, if I hear that one more time, but you know what? I will tell you this. I really don't mind the hate. I kind of just roll with it. It is what it is. This has become such a meme and a weird thing and something that, and I post a lot about it. There is a part of me that cringes a little bit, but I also admittedly kind of love it.
Of course.
And it's been cool. And I don't really even know what to make of it. And it keeps doing it every year.
Yep.
So I think we have a thing.
It's a thing. Till you depart this mortal coil. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
That's it.
Sammy, I know we have a couple more questions. Mine is, who are the biggest celebrities that you've heard using your clip at the end of the year?
Well, this year alone, I had Reese Witherspoon.
Wow.
I had Paris Hilton. I had Jennifer Garner. I saw her last night. Yeah. So those were three really,
what's in your wallet?
Really big ones. I'm trying to think who else this year. There were others.
Saw Coldplay.
I mean,
was that
Coldplay?
True?
Coldplay. Yeah. Coldplay. Drew Barrymore has done. I mean, every year it's seen Pitbull. I mean, there's been a lot over the years. This year, I know those three stood out: Reese Witherspoon, Paris Hilton, Jennifer Garner. I want to say, I'd have to look, but people send me them when they see them. It's funny, though, like the Jennifer Garner one, nobody even sent to me. I saw it last night for the first time. So, yeah, it's a weird thing. I do kind of like, you know, post a lot about it. I know that annoys people, but hey, I heard the conversation earlier about, like, do I make money off the sound?
Yeah, yeah.
Here's what I will tell you.
How much?
The actual sound. How much? The actual sound going that viral. It's the Wild West. I mean, there's really, like, it's not like I get a penny every time somebody uses it. That's just not the way it works. Now, you know, what do I get from it? I get followers. That's part of the reason, for those of you who follow me on Instagram and TikTok, why I post about it so much at the end of the year. Because it's the only way that I can link myself to it is by posting, hey, that's me.
Got it.
And those videos typically get a lot of views. So you get followers, you get notoriety. If for those of you on Instagram, I mean, I've done, you know, ads before for various things. You know, that's the way, you know, you kind of make maybe a little buck off it, but it's not this royalty thing. If it was, you know, I mean, I could be on a beach somewhere right now.
So why don't you do, this is Sammy Levitt, by the way, in case you didn't know. Sammy Levitt, why don't you go the Michael Buffer route, man, and get this thing trademarked ASAP?
Here's what I will say. I will say that it's something I'm working on.
Good.
I will also say this, and these companies are not listening, but there were a number of companies this year that used it without permission for sponsored ads, to which I will tell you, I saw it, I saved it.
Let's get litigious.
And you have perhaps not heard the last.
Let's get litigious.
This is more egregious than the Dodgers using Ben's voice for the Blake Snell promo.
That's unbelievable.
Well, but no. We're thinking along the same lines. I'm trying to explore what actually is owned and what is not.
Yeah.
And whatnot. But I can tell you the followers are cool. I do get that. I do get the engagement. I do get the post about it. And it's a cool thing. So, it's a weird thing, but a cool thing all in one. And I'm glad you guys don't cringe at it and have a little appreciation.
No, we love it. And now, though, like, the only bummer is, and you know, I hate this. These guys can attest. Now you're locked in. And now you're like, son of a bitch. In 5 years, you're like, God dang it. I got to go.
It's like, Sammy, we talk about like bands that have like one major hit song.
Yes.
And then some others that, you know, got a few plays, get some streams. Then they come out with a new record that they really want to play. But anytime you do a show from the rest of time, anytime you tour,
you'll be like the
Scorpions. You have to play that song.
Now the 2073 season has come to a close.
Yeah, it's kind of locked in. You just get kind of you get kind of locked in on it, man. And I don't.
Yeah, you know what's funny about it too is like when I first started posting on TikTok, this was I was still in Amarillo, right? And I had kind of created a name for myself on there because I had at that point maybe a few hundred thousand followers. I was posting a lot of baseball stuff,
which is insane in Amarillo. Insane.
Yeah, a lot of baseball stuff, job stuff, and I was it was going really well, and people would recognize me, especially like you know. Baseball fans or like, you know, kind of teenagers that I would get recognized from that. And when I got to San Diego, it was that way too. But now the majority of people that talk to me about it know me from the sound. And it's really weird because the majority of people, I'm telling you, like worldwide, they have no idea of what I actually do. Or where the sound's actually from. Like, the idea that actually is about the end of a baseball season is really funny because the 99.9% of people have absolutely no idea that that's what it is. Because one of the hate comments I get, Woods, is like, why does he say it's a season? A year is not a season. Why does he say it's a season? It's not a season. Why does he? And I'm like, well, I can't change it now. It's about the end of baseball season. And hey, the original video at Petco Park this year on TikTok, the original video I put out for this one, it's at like 90 plus million views.
Oh, so my.
We're putting San Diego even more on the map.
Oh, my God. I get excited if something gets like 14 retweets. I'm like, woo. I don't make any money off engagement, which, you know.
You're not ready for 90 million.
No, I'm not ready for 90 million. I couldn't handle it. I'll tell you right now, I couldn't handle it. I know it.
Adam in our chat, his heart just skipped a beat when he heard 90 million views on
he did.
TikTok. That's Sammy, appreciate it. Hope your off season's going well. I know spring training. You're going to be off to Peoria in just a few weeks here.
Let's get it.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking about it today. Because I was like, man, I got a lot of stuff I got to squeeze in, just like kind of errands-wise. I was like, man, it's here.
It's so, here. It's going to be here before you know
but
it,
But I'm excited. Us I'm excited. Too. Hopefully there's something for you to talk about before then. So,
Sammy, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. See you guys.
Our friend... Out of season, Sammy. Off season, Sammy. Love it.
Hey, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.